My dear lady, I fear this will continue in stalemate unless someone finds a way to break the deadlock. I regret to say that I am bereft of both ideas and weaponry for this task, but mayhap you are carrying fire. A Gren could scatter the enemy to the wind, make them easier to deal with.
Doc's attention was focused on the bag of ammo, flares, and Grens that the blonde armorer carried on her back. However, he realized from the sly grin that spread across Margia's face that her mind had traveled along another track.
Oh, dear.
Margia unshouldered the laser blaster she'd been cradling so lovingly since they entered the elevator some time ago.
Well, honey, if you think this is the right time...
No, that was not what I meant at all. I do not think that it...
The confusion caused by the sudden appearance of one of their own weapons among the opposition caused the Sec Force to cease firing. Those who hadn't been chilled or injured already scattered, heading for the nearest junction and a chance to regroup and plan.
Run away! Run away!
You don't have to tell me twice, Georgie!
Come along, sweeties! This is going to be fucking easy!
I wish I could share such sentiments.
The Quorum of the Council watched on monitors as their forces were ravaged by the attacking Gate war parties. The main vid rooms on the redoubt's highest level had long since been rendered useless and were now past the captured areas. But on each level there were rooms where the ruling elite could observe an overall picture of the redoubt from a series of smaller screens that were in constant action. Many of these were now blank, casualties of war. Simon Rack still stood with Jorgensen, acting as trained observer to point out anything the Sec Chief might miss. It pained him that the only things he could point out were disasters for their troops.
What are we going to do, Al?
What we should have done all along. Immediate evac. I doubt if they could follow us through the map trans, especially if we use the failsafe program. Should have done it when they first got in.
Jorgensen gravely turned to the Quorum.
That's my suggestion anyway, Eve. Immediate evac. There's no way we can beat them now. All we can hope to do is hold them back until evac is complete. I'm sorry.
Don't be, Al. You did your best. That's all we can ask. Hell, we've all been secluded here too long. At least we can learn from this debacle. Well, you're in charge in a situation like this, Al, so I guess it's up to you to give the order.
Jorgensen nodded sadly and left the room. To think that it had come to this made him want to give up now. But at least he could ensure that the redoubt's contents and those people his so-called leadership hadn't chilled could evacuate to another location. Down in the main comp room, he relayed his orders and keyed in the code that would alert the receiving Matrans. When the last figure had been entered, he heaved a sigh of relief. No turning back now. The evacuation had begun. They had to clear the redoubt of anything that might provide vital information to the opposition, and also they had to preserve the treasures that were part of the reason the Illuminated Ones existed. To this end, the first wags to go through the Matrans and be transported to their new location were full of old books, videos, recordings, and CDs of information and culture from before the final war. This material had educated those born into the Illuminated One Society and reminded them of their reason for existence. It was the raw material from which they'd build the new world when they emerged from beneath the ground. Also in the WAGs was as much of the tech as could be dismantled and packed away quickly, including weaponry and everyday objects and electronics. It was imperative to keep as much of their tech as possible out of outside hands. Whoever gained it might not be able to understand it, but even the slightest glimmers of understanding could be dangerous to the great plan. That which couldn't be dismantled was to be smashed. It was a race against time for Jorgensen and his people, and one that he was aware he was losing. Even more so when Simon Rack joined him on the Matrans level.
Al, I hate to tell you this, but they're only two levels away now.
Shit. We may have just enough time to do it. Fuck. I hope we get the chance to cross them again when we've learned what we can from this. I feel like our whole lives have been fucked over by these bastards.
Maybe, Al, but we can worry about that later.
Right, right. Of course you're right. I'm sorry, Simon. I shouldn't be so self-pitying. Let's take out as many of these fuckers as we can before we go.
The combined Gate forces made progress more rapidly than either Ryan or Gloria would have thought possible. It wasn't just because the Illuminated Ones had, for all their supposedly superior tech, been found grievously wanting in battle experience. It was also because Jorgensen had taken the step of withdrawing all but a few of his people to the central chamber, located at the very bottom of the redoubt. Only a skeletal force remained active, to delay rather than stop the attackers' progress. Down in the central chamber, Sekhmen were racing against time to try to get the evac completed before the intruders reached the bottom level. People raced around the cavernous room, loading and restocking supplies and tech into wags that were then driven into the Matran's chambers to be transported to their new location. Jorgensen oversaw it from a point 100 yards from the first of the chambers, where the control comms for the Matran's unit stood in banks, attended by people who didn't dare look up for 1 second, such was their intense concentration.
Think we'll do it?
Strangely, all the fear and sweat of Jorgensen's earlier defeats had gone from him. He was calm in accepting retreat, and his mind had clicked into a more relaxed state, concentrating only on those matters that seemed to be the most pressing.
If your people can just hold them long enough, we're under the last relay of transfers. We just need time to boost power levels and get the coordinates set.
Al nodded. He wasn't too sure what that actually meant in practical terms, but it seemed to imply that he might have gotten away with it.
All roads lead to Rome, as they once said. I believe it to be a universal truism, in one sense or another.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Doc, but something tells me you've got it just about right.
Doc and Margia's war party had experienced no resistance on its descent to this level. Despite that, they'd maintained a triple red alert, and were ready when they ran into another war party descending from another route. Then another. The last party to join was Ryan and Gloria's. Now, while the gate warriors rested for what appeared to be the last push, the leaders met for a last tactical consultation.
We've pushed them back, that much is obvious. The question is, what do they get from it? They've given so much ground they can't beat us now, unless...
Unless this is the gateway, and the Guardians will take that gateway to another place.
Right. They intend to make a run for it, and are hoping we don't overrun them before they get a chance to make good a complete escape.
I don't get it. Where are they going, and how?
It'd take too long to explain, my dear Tamala.
Tammy.
Oh, well, right. Of course. Well, anyway, I doubt that any of us knows to any degree of certainty, but my supposition is that they will leave the gateway, as you call it, and travel to that place they are guarding, using old tech. And if we don't get to them before they go, the chances of finding out where exactly this place is, and being able to either follow or even journey with them in some way, will be greatly reduced.
Yeah, right. Anyone care to make that clearer?
As usual, Doc's dressed it up in polysyllables. Look, Tammy, they travel to their destination using old tech. They might put it out of commission before they go. So we need to get to them before they get that opportunity.
In which case, why the fuck are we standing here? Let's chill the motherfuckers!
Will you shut the fuck up, Marge? Shit, it's easy to see why I was the daughter to be queen and not you.
Hey!
Just keep that hot head of yours under wraps, sweetie, or it'll get us all chilled. We need to think about this, like what it means to all be in the same place.
Exactly. Doesn't it seem strange that we all ended up here, and there's no other route into the last level?
It's not a question of our being channeled here. It's just that they seem to narrow it down to the one entry level.
There may be maintenance shafts, but we can't mount an attack through them. Not even if we could find them quickly enough. It'd be too constricting, and make us easy meat.
I would say that the reason there is only one way down, and it is not an elevator, is simple.
Doc?
Oh, you were waiting for me to elucidate?
Maybe.
Yes, Doc, that is exactly what we're waiting for.
The old man stepped away from the small party and gestured expansively to the long, winding tunnel that led down from where they were positioned. It was much wider than any other they'd encountered in the redoubt and was sloping in a fairly gentle gradient, which was presumably why it was dog-legged rather than running in fairly straight lines.
If they are what the gate calls the Guardians of the Gateway, then I would make the supposition that this gateway is either a large Matrans or a series of Matrans chambers. I believe that it is large enough to encompass a number of wags, and that they are used on this lower level to transport materials to and from another redoubt. Therefore, to have an elevator would be impractical, and this is such a low level beneath the surface of the Earth that it is stable enough to build these sorts of tunnels rather than have to reinforce and build on a horizontal level.
Yeah, I'll buy that, Doc. But there's one thing that still gets me. Why is this so open? One way in and out. That's just...